Hello everyone, this is Deadmind's podcast and this is the Relationship Talk. Today we are back on the episode 5. We are going to be talking about the tips for building a healthy relationship. If you want to feel loved and connected to your partner, you have to learn how to build and keep a romantic relationship that is healthy, happy, and satisfying. Building a healthy relationship really takes much effort. All romantic relationships go through ups and downs. It takes work, commitment, and willingness to grow with your partner. Every relationship is unique, and people come together for different reasons. Part of what defines a healthy relationship is sharing a common goal for exactly what you want your relationship to be and where you want it to go. There is a difference between being loved and feeling loved. When you feel loved, it makes you feel accepted and valued by your partner like someone truly gets you. Some relationships get stuck in the peaceful coexistence, but without partners truly relating to each other emotionally. While the union may seem stable on the surface, lack of ongoing involvement and emotional connection serves only to add distance between the two people. Good communication is a key part of any relationship. When both people know what they want from the relationship and feel comfortable expressing their needs, fears, and desires, it can increase trust and strengthen the bond between the both of you. Falling in love versus staying in love. For most people, falling in love usually seems to just happen, but preserving that love requires serious commitment and effort. A healthy, secure relationship must serve as a source of support and happiness in your life. There are some different things you can do to build a really meaningful relationship. The following tips can help you preserve your love and keep your romantic relationship healthy. Tip 1. Spend quality time face to face. If you give enough time to someone, you will realize that your partner is an infinite discovery. Every day will be a new step forward to your relationship. The emotional cues you both need to feel loved can only be conveyed in person. So no matter how busy your life gets, it is always important to carve out some time to spend together. Find something you enjoy doing together, whether it is a shared hobby, a dance class, a sports session, a daily walk, or even share the breakfast together. Try something new together. Working together is a fun way to keep things interesting. Doing new things together means growing together. Do have fun together and do things together that benefits others. Things like volunteering and serving the community together can build a strong sense of meaning in your relationship. As well as helping each other to relieve stress, anxiety, and depression, doing things to benefit others brings immense pleasure. Human beings are hardwired to help others. The more you help, the happier you will feel, as individuals and as a couple. Tip 2. Stay connected through communication. Good communication is a fundamental part of a good, healthy relationship. When you experience a positive emotional connection with your partner, you feel safe and happy. When people stop communicating, they stop communicating well, they stop relating well, and times of change and all stress can bring out these connection thrives. It may sound simplistic, but as long as you are communicating, you can usually work through whatever problems you are facing. Tell your partner what you need and don't make them guess. Be a good listener and manage stress. Tip 3. Keep physical intimacy alive. Touch is the fundamental part of human existence. Studies on infants have shown the importance of regular affectionate contact for brain development, and the benefits don't end in childhood. Affectionate contact boosts the body levels of oxytocin, a hormone that influences bonding and attachment. While sex is often a cornerstone of a committed relationship, it shouldn't be the only method of physical intimacy. Frequent intimate touch, holding hands, hugging, and kissing is equally important. Tip 4. Learn to give and take in the relationship. If you expect to get what you want 100% of the time in the relationship, you are setting up yourself for disappointments. Healthy relationships are built on compromise. However, it takes work on each person's part to make sure that there is a reasonable exchange. Recognize what is important to your partner. Don't make winning your goal. You must be a team, not competitors. Learn how to respectively resolve conflict. Learn to forgive and know when to let something go. Tip 5. Be prepared for ups and downs. It is important to recognize that there are ups and downs in every relationship. You won't always be on the same page. Sometimes a partner may be struggling with an issue that stresses them, such as death of a family member or loss of a job, and that can make it difficult to relate to each other. You may have different ideas of managing finances and raising children. Different people cope with stress differently, and misunderstanding can return to frustration and anger. Don't take out your problems on your partner, and you should always remember to put teamwork first. You must fight and grow together. Look back to the early stages of the relationship. Share the moments that brought you together. You have to be open to change, but sometimes problems may be overwhelming for you to handle as a couple. In that case, you may need a couple therapy or support from either a trusted friend or a religious figure. Thank you very much for listening to the Dad Minds podcast today. See you in the next episode in the Relationship Talk.